Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to it. 10 minutes after 5 in the a.m. So yesterday afternoon, I'm helping my kid with her homework, right? And it's basic division. And she says, Dad, can you help me with this one? I'm not sure I quite understand it. I'm like, yeah, sure. Not a problem. Dad knows that division, you know? I know how to do division. I know how
Until
to do my...
Until you looked at it and went, maybe I don't know.
I know how to do my gozintas. So I look
Your
at it.
What?
Gozinta.
What is that?
4 goes into 12, 3 times.
Jeez.
So
I walked right into that. Man, that's just bad.
I can think of homework assignments that I'm going to dread. And now that my oldest is a freshman in high school, I don't want to diagram sentences anymore.
Oh, yeah. Even as an English major, that's one of the things that just makes parts of my body tighten up.
When that
I don't
comes home,
that.
To heck with that. So, sine, cosine, stuff like that in math, I don't want to do that again either.
Yeah, but I hear you.
That's why we went into this business, so we don't have to do calculus, and we don't have to do algebra, and we don't have to do geometry.
That's why I went into to get away from that. Yeah it's like, well, let's look at the law algorithm here for calculating interest and lost opportunity costs. Like, no, let's not. All right, so anyway, the division problem was quite simple. 24 divided by 2 equals 12.
Uh-huh.
All right? So you would think that that's all you really needed to do, but no, this is Common Core math.
Oh, stop
no,
it.
No. I am very serious about this. I'm going to take a snapshot of the problem and post it later today. It said, explain how the student came up with the answer. And it is a formula of how many times can you remove 2 from the number 24. And the example was, Billy has 24 stamps. And in order to send a postcard, it takes 2 stamps. How many stamps or how many postcards can Billy send? Well, that's easy. 24 divided by 2. Boom, you move on to the next problem. No. How many times can Billy remove 2 stamps from the pile? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how they want you to solve this. Not simple division. You have to go through this rhetoric of how many times do you do this? And I'm not kidding you. The example they showed was a 5-step process of removing the a 2-number batch of stamps from the thing.
And well, this isn't really new. You're too young to remember the quote-unquote new math that was introduced back in the 1960s.
I can't use the language on the air to explain what this is. And I'm looking at this, and I looked at my daughter, and I said, have they gone over this in class? Oh, yeah. I said, and you're not exactly sure how this is being done. Right, exactly. I said, let me see your book. And I'm looking at the book going, why are they doing it this way? This makes no sense. And up in the corner was the Common Core standard that this lesson was addressing. And I went, oh, I got it. This is bull crap. And I explained it to her the best that I could without being political.
Right.
I did. I wanted to say, sweetheart, what you need to say to your teacher is, this is bull crap. And 24 divided by 2 is 12, and that's the end of it.
But like the new math, the idea is the important thing, not getting the right answer.
See, and that's such a bunch of Shiite, okay? That's exactly what that is. That is ridiculous. That is the dumbest thing. What is the purpose of 24 divided by 2? It's to get the answer 12. Not to discover, well, 24 is such a friendly number. And
oh, that's not what it's supposed to be.
Oh, it is just horse hockey. But there is good news in the education system. We've got the Common Core nonsense, which I'm seriously going to have to do something about. And then the Nerf gun wars. Ah, the Nerf gun wars have begun. Finally, a little bit of common sense and some justice was done. Our local police chief said, charges, gone. Have a nice day.
They're having a press conference this afternoon to explain why they have
they don't need
the
to explain why.
Tickets.
There's
why?
No because need. Our butts were going to get sued for wrongful arrest. That's why.
There's no need to explain why.
I am stunned, though, by how many people have said that they thought the police did the right thing. I'm stunned by that.
No.
I have talked to a pretty good number of people that have said that they have no problem with the way this was handled.
With if there had not been prior knowledge by the police department of what was going to happen, then I might have said, okay, I understand responding to a call in force. All right. The police department knew Nerf gun wars were happening. They had addressed it to the neighborhood. They knew what was going on. All right. Had they not, had this been a brand new circumstance and somebody calls in, there's kids in the street with guns. Heck yeah, you come in force. But when the cops roll up on the scene and they see kids with Nerf guns, you put your guns away.
Oh, you're not going to get any argument from me. I think it was a vast overreaction.
Put the tasers
I still
away.
I think the person who called in the report, who can't tell a Nerf gun from a real gun. A Nerf gun is plastic. It's colored orange and yellow. And
I think it was Ben.
It shoots foam rubber bullets. That person needs to be questioned very closely as to what the heck they were thinking about.
You can put an eye out with those things, well, you know.
And it's the tweet. This is a tweet that Tom found from one of the kids that was arrested.
Yeah.
The kid tweeted that he was in his car, not roaming the neighborhood, in the car.
Yep.
With the Nerf gun on the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
And police roll up on his car. Lights are going. Officers approach, guns drawn.
Right.
He gets ordered out of the car, gets handcuffed and questioned while his vehicle. Sitting in your car on the side of the road is not disorderly conduct. That person has a lawsuit pending.
I don't think there were any crimes committed here.
Sue Wausau police for false arrest.
He was guilty of sitting while nerfing. So we've got that.
And of course, it made the national websites as well.
Gee, how in the world did Glenn Beck's Blaze pick it up?
I wonder.
I wonder how that happened. Yeah. This is just ridiculousness at its height. Okay, so we have concluded that Common Core has infected our school system. There is
because of one math problem.
Louis C.K., by the way, has a very good scathing response to Common Core. He experienced the exact same thing. He tried to look at a test or a series of questions by his kid, and it's like, what the heck is this? Louis C.K. did a much better job than I could. We may post that a little bit later. I think I'll put it in the blog today.
Can you actually listen to it? Are there swear words?
I'll put it in the arable.
Louis C.K. is an angry young man, very, very often.
And pretty funny, too. I'll make it palatable for our audience.
What we need is Common Core Nerf gun math. Johnny has a Nerf gun that with each pull of the trigger fires three rubber Nerf bullets. How many times can Johnny pull the trigger
before he gets pummeled by the Wausau Police Department?
Man, gangsters are... I never know what they're talking about, too. They got their own language. Like, I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, they'll just be like, yeah, let me holler at you for a minute. Like, what is that? I'm always expecting that's literal. Could you imagine? Let me holler at you for a minute. Let me holler at your boy. I just keep dating these girls that won't stop talking. Girls will say anything, man. Anything. A girl will be like, seven. And you gotta respond to that. Like, happily and involved, right? You gotta be like, oh, no way. Like, the number right before eight, right? Like, and she'll go on, yeah, six, oh my God, that's right before seven. And then you're in a full-fledged conversation about a number. You have no idea what you're talking about. Like, that's what it's like when we talk to you girls most of the time. In our heads, we're like, I hope this is believable. Seven. Could you imagine if, like, your friend came up and was like, hey, bro, seven. You'd be like, you, dude. Try that to your girl. She'll say something like this. You know what? Fine. Maybe I just won't ever say anything ever again, ever.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.